A year ago, E.J. Manuel was getting ready for the Senior Bowl, then the Combine, then the draft. Now he goes into the offseason with 10 NFL starts on his resume and some decisions to make. Manuel said last week he may explore surgical options for the knee injury that kept him out of the final two games, but he rejects the notion that after missing six starts, he is injury prone.
I think a lot of my injuries, or the injuries that I've had that have sidelined me, have just been, misfortunate occurrences in a football game. You're playing a tough sport, and I know I'm a tough guy, and obviously if I could have got out there to play, I would have.
Even with just two-thirds of a season to go on, the Bills' brain trust likes what they see from E.J. Manuel, and they go into the offseason with Manuel at the top of the quarterback depth chart.
What I liked about him were the games when we needed him most in crunch situations, he gave us a chance to win. And that, to me, is a very high mark of a characteristic you look at for in a quarterback. Things that he needs to improve on, I think, will come with time. You got a young guy that's getting a lot of things thrown at him, defensively, offensively, coming to be the savior of a franchise. So that's a lot of pressure on a guy. I think he stood that in front of all of that pressure and performed admirably.
It was a great season to learn from. Obviously, you're going to have ups and downs as a rookie, being a young guy in a new system and things like that. But, facing teams for the first time every time, traveling for the first time every time, different cities and things. So, for me, I'm looking forward to the 2014 season and, really just honing in on all the things that I did well and the things I didn't do well at. And just trying to, fix the things I did not do well.
Manuel's got 10 starts to learn from with all the ups and downs that he just talked about. He was the starting quarterback in 4 wins and 6 losses. But the Bills' brain trust says there's no magic number for wins or starts that determine whether a young quarterback is going to make it.
You know when you know. That's hard to put in words. But after so many games, you get a feeling, all right, this guy's got it, or this guy needs some more time to development, or this guy doesn't have it. And that's one thing that I have full confidence in the coaching staff, that we'll get every resource we have available to EJ to be successful.
I'm very certain. I've had some good games, and like I said, there's a lot I can take and build from it. I don't really know who's questioning things, but, as far as me, I'm just continuing to get better. And I'm just going to hone in and focus on this offseason to get better.
And the offseason will be critical in Manuel's development, an offseason that will start with rest and attention on his knee injury.
I think that for us, the plan is right now is, he's going through a process of getting himself rested, healed, and then start again with the rehabilitation for strengthening those areas of his body. Obviously, we talked about the LCL, and then getting him mentally ready to come in and face a full season, whereas last year at this time he was preparing for the combine and interviews, and now we need him to get prepared to be the type of quarterback that we need him to be.
A full year of offseason of not preparing for the draft process, not looking to go to the combine, not having the mental stress of where he's going to get drafted, what kind of city, what new playbook. He will be settled in and become a better pro this offseason. And again, I say the step between year one and year two is usually dramatic for most players.
E.J. Manuel goes into this offseason as the Bills' starting quarterback, but he also goes into it ready to compete.
I think in this league, you always have to, keep that edge to yourself, knowing that, somebody's always coming for your job. And, the season that we've had, I don't feel like, I can just sit here and be comfortable. The changes are going to be made all the time. So I know for me personally, I'm going to always continue to work hard and make sure I'm ready to go. I do know I'm the leader and the quarterback right now of this team. So, with that being said, I'm going to continue to work hard.
From One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy with Bills Focus.